Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Hello, well, listeners, this is Dr. Brian Foley, and this is the number one live natural healthcare show in Nashville here. I believe it's the only live natural healthcare show in Nashville, and we've been doing this for close to 8 years now, hopefully helping people avoid the fads, the trends, and the bold-faced lies out there on health, whether it's natural health or traditional health. There's a lot of it going on, a lot of information. I've been talking to some patients this week, and they are so confused when they get on the internet. They hear one thing, and then they hear another thing, and then they hear the opposite of that. So there's all kinds of information flying around out there. I've been doing nutrition. I've been in the natural health care field for about 28 years now, but I've been doing nutrition full-time for the past 12 years. And I've seen it all. I've seen all kinds of different problems come in. And just when you think you saw everything, you have a new problem, a person with a new disease or a new diagnosis or some type of health-related problem that you never heard of. And you know what? It doesn't matter what comes in my door. I'm confident that I can improve the problem and in a lot of cases get rid of the problem. Because at my office, we use 100% whole food, the genuine replacement parts. These are the things that heal your body, get you well. And if you haven't ever listened to this show, you might not be familiar with what whole food is. But basically, whole food is food, real food, grown from the ground. And it's in a pill form, or maybe a capsule form, or maybe even a liquid form. But it's real food, 100% real food. And you, those that have listened to the show before have heard me talk about Standard Process. They're the only true whole food company left. You go visit these other vitamin companies, and they have a laboratory they're making this supposedly nutrition in. It is called nutrition. It's actually nutraceuticals, meaning that there's chemicals rather than whole food, real food. And there's a use for them, but it's very limited use. And we do use some of them. I can't say we don't use any of them. And matter of fact, we might use some of them when we do a detox. You do that for a short period of time, or maybe when you're traveling, you could take some vitamin C, which is really ascorbic acid. That's used as a catalyst to get things moving, but you don't want to use it day in and day out. If you use nutraceuticals all the time, then you're going to wear out your body even faster. You're trying to make yourself healthy, and look what happens. You're doing something that you think is going to be healthy, and in the long run, it makes you unhealthy. I've had many, many people come into my office. They're taking boxes and boxes of supplements. There's a way to find out if any of those supplements are doing you any good. And out of those boxes and boxes, maybe two or three things are really actually working for the person. You know, every time you hear the latest and greatest thing out there on nutrition, people go out and buy it. There really is no latest and greatest thing on nutrition. Now, don't get me wrong, things have gotten worse, but it's the body that's getting worse. The nutrition stays the same. The problem with the nutrition is that it's getting, at least our general food supply is getting worse and worse. We're eating more sugar than ever in the history of man, and it is tearing up our bodies. Matter of fact, diabetes in 1978, 19 million Americans had been diagnosed with diabetes. And this is according to the Center for Disease Control. By the year 2013, it was 22.3 million people. So that went from 5.19 million in 1978 to 22.3 million. That number had quadrupled the number of people that were diagnosed with diabetes, which is, of course, a deadly disease. And I had a friend, I've actually had two friends actually die from having diabetes. And that's when I realized how dangerous diabetes is. I had a friend of mine, his name was Rick, and he was busy working and he wasn't taking care of himself. And of course, he wasn't listening to me. And he got an ulcer in his foot, on his toe, couldn't get rid of it. They tried for many, many months, so they decided to cut off his toes. So they cut off his toes. And then there was an ulcer on his foot. Couldn't get rid of that, on the bottom of his foot. And so they cut off his foot. Then they cut off his leg. And then I hadn't seen Rick for a while. He was a guy that worked on my computers, and he would come to me for advice, which he wasn't listening to. But he'd come to me for advice, and hadn't heard from him in a while. So I called him up and talked to his wife, answered the phone. I said, "Hey, how's Rick doing?" And she said, "Well, he died about a week ago." And that's the first time I realized, and this was probably about 12 years ago now, and that's the first time I realized how deadly diabetes actually is. You know, people that actually have diabetes, they think they can get away with eating sugar and just add more medication. Well, folks, it's the medication also that is dangerous. You cannot just eat more sugar and add more medication. It doesn't work that way. Our bodies are designed to handle sugar, but not handle as much sugar as what's coming into the body. So there's an epidemic, obviously, if numbers are in 35 years are quadrupling the number. We went from 5.19 million in 1978 up to 22.3 million. That is a lot of people that are turning diabetic. And those are mainly diabetic type 2, which is preventable, actually. We're wearing out our pancreases. We're becoming insulin resistant. Our insulin is not being used. When you become insulin resistant, it means that your cells are not bringing in the insulin. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not making the insulin. There's plenty of insulin in there. And we'll talk about later on in this show why insulin isn't being used. There's a specific thing that's also contributing to this. But sugar is basically a poison. Table sugar, simple sugar we're talking about. It's a poison, and it's addictive. It's as addictive as cocaine. Obesity, here's another survey. According to the National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey, and this was done from 1976 to 1980, 16.4% of adults were obese between 1976 and 1980. And obese is defined as a BMI over 30. Now, if you're not familiar with BMI, BMI stands for Body Mass Index. We actually take this on everybody that comes into my office. And I tell you what, it's surprising how many people are over 30. Your BMI over 30. So that's Body Mass Index. And what it measures is your height and your weight and how much mass is in between. And the average should be about 18 to 25. But if you're over 30 on your BMI, and it does not distinguish between bone, muscle, or fat, it's just BMI, body mass index. And if it's over 30, that's the way that they define obesity, or extremely obese, which is over 35. So between 1976 to 1980, 16.4% of adults were obese. Now, the Journal of American Medical Association put the total at more today, in today's time, put that total more at 45.6% of adults in the U.S. are now obese. Whereas in the 70s, there was only about six people, one out of six people were obese. Now, nearly one out of two adults are obese. We got a big problem here with health. You know, we're supposed to be the number one healthiest nation in the world, or at least we're supposed to have the number one health care in the world. Now, if we had the number one health care in the world, we'd be the healthiest people in the world, and we're not. There's a health index of all industrial nations, and I've talked about this many times. We're number 42 on there. When I first started this about 12 years ago, we were number 32. Now we're getting worse as time goes on. Not only that, last year they announced for the first time in two decades, man is now not living any longer. He was living to the age of 78. Now he's living to the age of 60 or 76. So he was living to 78. Now he's living to the age of 76. We're not getting healthier, folks. We're getting sicker. And sicker and sicker over time. Luckily, if you're one of the few lucky ones that come to me, we're actually reversing those processes. We're getting people healthier and healthier, and we're overcoming all kinds of different problems in my office. Matter of fact, one that I deal with a lot is, believe it or not, is heart disease. And there's some statistics on that. heart rates from heart disease have declined since their peak, and they peaked in the 1950s. But much of this is due to the advancement of the medical treatment, not the improvement in health. So people that have heart disease, they are living longer, but they're not living longer because they improved their health. They're living longer because of the medical treatment has improved. Well, in 2010, approximately 36.9% of Americans were living with some form of cardiovascular disease. These rates are expected to keep rising. So there's 36.9% of the population in 2010 have some form of cardiovascular disease. Well, there was a study published in the, it's called the Circulation, which is a prestigious journal of the Journal of the American Heart Association. This is what the heart doctors always read, the Circulation. And it projected that by 2030, over 40% of the U.S. population will be living with cardiovascular disease. Over 40% of us are going to have some form of cardiovascular disease. That's an epidemic, folks. That's crazy. The problem, again, boils down to several things. One of them is that our food supply is no longer food, and we are getting sicker and sicker. You really have to be careful with what you're eating, especially commercial foods. As I've mentioned several times, if you're eating commercial foods like vegetables, commercial fruits, you are eating pesticides. And pesticide is a toxin once it gets into your body. All commercial food has pesticide on there. It's called Roundup. Roundup has been around for many, many years. It's a herbicide. All farmers use it inside the United States and outside the United States. It works very, very well for what it's made and its purpose. But once it gets into our body, it becomes a toxin. And those toxins are attracted to fat. And we become sick. So when I first started this about 12 years ago, when I first actually got into nutrition at 100%, I used to tell people, eat 50% organic. And at that point, they were saying, yeah, that's expensive. And I said, yeah, it's true, it is. But now guess what? You're going to have to eat about 80% organic. You're going to have to buy organic foods. And if you can't afford organic food, there's no way you cannot afford organic foods. It's part of your health plan. But if you're eating commercial foods, even when you clean it off, there's still toxins on there. So I don't know what we're going to do about that, but that's becoming a big, big problem. All right, we're going to take a break. Sorry for the gloom and doom, but I've got some solutions for you. Hang in there, and I'll give you some solutions, and I'll see you after the break.